We've been looking at kingdom timing. And this section, we're going to complete this section today. And we're going to start that other section, part two of this. All right? Part two. And we're going to continue this. This is a request. Somebody wanted me to teach this. And I've already taught it twice. But third time is good, too, right? Always new people. And it never comes out the same twice. You can, for instance, a pastor can preach a sermon on Sunday morning and preach the same sermon on Sunday night, and it comes totally different. Why? Number one, the anointing's different. Number two, that the congregation will be different. There'll be people not there at night that was there in the morning and vice versa. So it totally comes out differently. God makes it for the moment and creates that for that particular congregation. All right, we're looking at the timing. Remember this. Don't forget it, because it's so important to your victory. Right? Understanding the times and seasons is the key to your victory. You can have victory if you understand the times and the seasons. Don't miss what God's doing at the moment. So many people will miss what God is doing at that very moment. You know, it's like, I've used this before. It's the simplest thing that I know. It's like standing on a train station and watch the train go by, stops in front of you, doors open, people get off, people get on, it closes and goes on down the tracks. Then the person will wonder, I wonder when the train's coming. Well, the train was right in front of them. Right in front of them, but they didn't get on. They didn't enter into what God was doing. What's the same thing in what spiritually is that God will send something your way. I know this is fact. I know it's wisdom. He sends something your way, and it's right in front of you. It's right there. And the door's open, and well, I'm not sure. Let me pray about it. That's the all-time reason for missing God's blessing. There it is. Let me pray about it. Let me tell you something. Let me help you here, can I? If it wasn't your moment, it would not be there. I'm going to say that again. If it wasn't your moment, it would not be there. I'm writing this down. Excuse me a second. I know when God gives me things that, hold it a minute. That's going into the journal, and then that'll go on social media. All right? If it wasn't your moment, it would not be there. So what do we do is, let me pray about it. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Doors closed. Gone. Well, I prayed about it and don't think the Lord wanted me to take it. Whoa. Wait a minute. It was there in the beginning. And the reason it was there is because God wanted you to get on the train. See, and we miss this stuff. Then it doesn't come back. Something else may come down the aisle. Another train may go by, but the numbers on those cars are going to be different. You see, and the enemy is an expert in providing reasons for us to not do something in God. Perfect. An expert at. You know, I told Margaret years and years ago, before I told God, I asked God and I told him some things. And then I told Margaret, I told God years ago, I said, God, during our ministry, I mean, we were young in the faith of ministry. Just as young, I mean, we were green behind the wet and the wet behind the green. And I said, Margaret, here's what's going to happen. I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know when, but I know it's going to happen. Every door that God opens for us, we're going to take it. We're going to take it. Every door. I missed one door, and Mark and I were talking about it just the other day. Let me tell you about it, and I want to show you something here. This is no halo time, okay? All right, no halo. Got a letter one day from a state senator in Florida. His name was Connie Mack, great senator. And he, in no solicitation, he invited Margaret and me to the vice president's house for dinner. That's absolutely true. Vice president's house for dinner. Margaret and I were talking about it the other day. And we were flabbergasted. We had a good church. It was right here in our community. And here comes a certified letter with the congressional seal on it. And it was totally legitimate. And it said, Dear Reverend Zimmer, you are invited to and laid out the parameters for going to a vice presidential dinner at the vice presidential house. And the letter was called to the inner circle. I've never been political. And we looked at one another, and we were going through some difficult days, difficult times. And we had about 3 months to figure this out because we had to send in applications and forms to the Secret Service to be checked. Now, I already had my clearances from my Air Force days, so there was no problem with me. They'll get in and get the clearance, and it'd take them 5 minutes. But the thing is, we looked at one another and said, how in the world are we going to do this? The kids were young, and we said, I don't know how we'll ever do this. We don't have the money to travel on. We didn't. I said, you know, Margaret, we need to borrow that money. And we didn't go. We didn't go. There's an open door for us. And we didn't go. And after the deadline passed and the timing passed, I said, you know, Margaret, we may have missed it. Here it is years later. Years later. That's right. Years later. And we talked about it the other day. Now, what did God have for us by going to the vice president's dinner? I don't know. And I never shall find out, and I missed it. It was right in front of me. Now, let me tell you something. Don't you dare miss what God sends your way. Don't you dare miss it. Whatever you have to do, you don't miss that open door God has for you. And that was the last open door we've ever missed. And because of that, I've been sent around the world, spoken to thousands at one time, convention centers. I've met presidents of other nations and prime ministers and been in their offices and talked to them. Maybe the Lord was sharpening my heart back then to meet the vice president of the United States, to get me ready to meet the president of another country. I've been sitting on platforms with prime ministers, different places around the world. What am I saying to you? Don't miss what God has for you, because the war is in your head, the transformation, The mind is the part of a person that thinks, reasons, which is linked with the understanding, thought, mind, and reason. Now, the mind can either be good or evil. The mind is neutral. It's how it's programmed. The mind may form a negative perspective. Your mind can be hardened in 2 Corinthians 3:14. Your mind can be blinded, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Your mind can be corrupt, 2 Timothy 3:8. And your mind can be debased in 1 chapter, verse 28 of Romans. So your mind can be hardened, could be blinded, corrupt, and debased. Right? That's the negative perspective. And your mind also, if you turn the page, can be on the positive side. It could be renewed, Romans 12:2. It can be pure, 2 Peter 3:1. It can be filled with the love of God, Matthew 22:37, Mark 12:30, Luke 10:27. It could be implanted with the law, Hebrews 8:10. Now, your mind can have a positive, renewed and filled with the love of God and implanted with the law of the Lord, and that's good. Your mind can be pure, and all these things on the positive side, that's what we're striving for. Now, we're instructed to be united in mind, Romans 12:16, 1 Peter 3:8, or to have the mind of Christ in 1 Corinthians 2:16. And all these areas are part of the timing. Now, the negative area, a person in the negative sense don't listen to God anytime. You know, their minds are corrupt. You know, you look at this for a second, and what it's saying here in the Word, where it talks about harden. I don't want nothing to do, no Jesus. Get away from me. Go away. I don't want nothing to do. Don't tell me about that. Don't even mention it. What was interesting is that I was serving as a chaplain at a nursing home, a facility. And in that nursing home was some of the most famous people in the world. That's right, was in that nursing home. Famous people who most people don't know their name, but I met them. And one person was a famous person. He no longer is living. And so this is a historical account. And I was talking to the various people in the rooms in this various place, and I walked in his room, and he says, "Good morning." I said, "Good morning to you, sir." And we chatted for a few moments, just, you know, conversationally. And then he said, "Now, why have you slipped in my room? You're not a nurse or doctor." I said, "No, I'm not. I'm the chaplain of this facility." "Chaplain?" I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "You get out." Just became so angry. So angry. "You get out of my room right now." I said, "Ooh." He said, "I never want you to come back in here again." I said, "All right." And he said, "Go away." I said, "Will." He said, "Never darken my door." I said, "I will. This is your room. Absolutely. And I respect that." And he says, "Get out of here." I said, "Yes, sir." Turned around and walked out. That man was one of the leading scientists. I'm not going to call his name. One of the leading scientists that produced one of the probably most popular pharmaceutical ever invented. ever invented. You know somebody along the way that used the product that he invented. You know somebody. You probably know somebody now. I'm not going to call the name of the product, all right? And that man deserves that privacy that he wanted. He got it. I don't know what happened to him. I believe he passed. But when he said, go away, he hardened his heart. That was one of the most blatant examples of a hard heart. And again, there's somebody you know out there, maybe in your own household, that has used or uses the product that man invented. Hardened heart, debased, blinded. Then on the other side of the coin, other side, there's a heart that's positive. Your mind's being renewed. It's pure. It's righteous. It's filled with love. It's implanted with the law of God. It has united in mind, has the mind of Christ in that life. And whether you follow the timing of God or don't depends upon where your mind is. If your mind is negative, you'll miss it. If it's positive, you'll get it. And when you do that, the timing is perfect. And that's where you get blessed by God. And as a child of God, understand the timing, because the difference of understanding the timing and not understanding the timing is a difference in victory in your life. Part 2 ahead.